to another class by ignoring them. It was harsh, but it was also a reflection of the world outside. Sapos can get people killed in Colombia, yet being unable to speak the truth, and sometimes all a sapo is doing is telling the truth, is a big problem too. There might be a massacre in the middle of a town in broad daylight, but no one will admit to seeing anything. They will whisper the truth to one another, but they won't tell the authorities. They are too afraid. When I was 11, I was given the silent treatment myself, not because I'd been a sapo, but because I refused to take sides in an argument. A group of my friends had accused a girl in our class of stealing money, and a huge conflict erupted. You had to be either for this girl or against her, and all my friends were against her. Everyone assumed I would stand by them, but there was no evidence that the girl was a thief. I couldn't be sure. I didn't want to oppose my friends, though, so I just said nothing. Everyone got mad, and for a whole year, no one spoke to me. Around that time, my only friend, and the only one I thought who understood me, was a boy who worked on the plantation. We can call him Alfredo.